How do you feel to be at the White House line?
I don't know because it hasn't sunk in yet. I think once I actually walk inside the building, I'm just going to be breathless.
We are here today because we won a national championship. You know, undefeated had a great year, and they decided to, you know, continue the tradition by coming to the White House and hanging out with the president for a little while and getting a tour.
It was a surreal experience. I mean, I know not many people get to even go inside of the White House, and then just to be able to meet the president and for him to just take time to meet every single person on the team and take a picture.
Coach Gino and each of these women also understands that being champion doesn't stop when you step off the court. Gino's cancer team, and I'm wearing a bracelet that I just got right here. I want to show it off. Raises money to fight cancer, and these young women visit pediatric patients, mentor at-risk youth to show they can make something of themselves and give their time to folks in the communities who need it most.
You know, probably a lot of people don't think that, you know, that we're always around our peers and you know, being around our teammates, but, you know, we do extra things by going to soup kitchens, children's hospitals, and, you know, doing telethons and just requesting money to help people in need. And I think just putting a smile on people's face really means a lot.
You know, it's been a great way to be involved and to realize, you know, there are people out there that, you know, are sick and need help. So any way that we can try to help, you know, Coach gives us a great opportunity to do that.
Giving back is a big part, especially, you know, for people that are considered role models such as us and in the light. And I think that we can make a positive influence on children's lives because they see that you can be successful doing things the right way and that, you know, you can dream big.
Just doing little things, you know, I think it's just a blessing that, you know, myself just going out and helping somebody else makes their day, makes them smile and just makes them know that, you know, Connecticut basketball isn't just basketball, you know, it's everything else beyond it.
You can either be selfish and take, or you can be a giver, you know, and every team, if it has more takers than givers, is going to be a losing team. But we want them to learn more than wins and losses. We want them to be people who give, and at the end of the day, be viewed as someone who gave a lot more than they took.
As a father, I want to thank all of you. Thank you to all the NCAA female athletes who work hard day in, day out to set a positive example to which our daughters can all aspire, to be healthy and active, to be part of a team.